From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State is losing ground in Iraq. Kerry made the statement during a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders. The top U.S. diplomat underscored American support for the Iraqi government's efforts to strengthen security and work towards stability in politics and economic development.
Daesh is getting weaker by the day, and the coalition strategy of supporting the Iraqis with training, with equipment, and airstrikes is working. The fact is, in Iraq, Daesh fighters have not been on the offensive in months.
Kerry said that the Islamic State has lost more than 40% of the territory that it once controlled. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for more collective action to prevent violent extremism. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the Secretary General has submitted a plan to prevent young people from being radicalized in the first place.
Ban says countering the threats by centering on security and military action have not worked. In order to successfully tackle this issue, Ban says young people who feel marginalized, alienated, or isolated from society are vulnerable to extremist messages.
They have no job, no socioeconomic opportunities, and women groups, girls, there have a lot of violence happening, while international community has not been able to effectively address root causes of this.
The UN chief has submitted a five-point plan of action to the conference. It focuses on harnessing the idealism, creativity, and energy of 1.8 billion young people around the world. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. Pope Francis says that the world's Catholics should look to their own conscience more than hard and fast rules when it comes to sex, marriage, and family life. In a major church document entitled The Joy of Love, the pontiff did not issue any new laws or regulations guiding Catholic marriage. He instead appeared to endorse a case-by-case basis for dealing with the remarriage of Catholics. Francis urged Catholic clergy to avoid what he called cold bureaucratic morality and instead look for God's grace in wonderfully complicated family situations. Father Robert Gall is an associate professor of ethics at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross.
The main thing that's new is that the Pope emphasizes how the family is in crisis and marriage is in crisis, and we need to rediscover the truth of marriage and family and therefore discover the joy that is in family and it is in human love and in sexuality. He speaks about the love between husband and wife as being an expression of joy and even of divine joy, that we can find God in the love between husband and wife.
Pope Francis also said that gays should be respected, but did not change the Church's position on same-sex unions. On abortion, the pontiff said that no alleged right to one's own body can justify a decision to terminate that life, which is an end of itself. Greece has resumed deporting migrants to Turkey as part of a controversial European Union-Turkey deal, which seeks to stem the big refugee crisis in Europe. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the deportations came as human rights groups voiced alarm.
Two vessels carrying more than 100 deportees arrived in the Turkish Aegean port of Dikili Friday after making the short journey from the Greek island of Lesbos. Most of those deported were Pakistanis. Upon arrival, they were fingerprinted, underwent a health check, and sent to detention centres, where they faced the prospect of being sent back to their home countries. Human Rights Watch condemned the deportations. The group's Andrew Strohlein says Turkey is not an appropriate country for returning refugees.
Turkey can't even be regarded as a safe country of asylum for refugees. I mean, it doesn't provide effective protection for refugees and has repeatedly pushed asylum seekers back to Syria.
In a recent report, London-based Amnesty International accused Turkish authorities of deporting more than 100 refugees to Syria on a daily basis, a charge Ankara strongly denies. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Texas authorities said two people were killed Friday in an apparent murder-suicide at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. Bexar County Sheriff's Office spokesman James Keith said its deputies and San Antonio police responded to reports of a shooter shortly before 9 a.m. local time. The spokesman said two bodies were found inside a room of a building on base. Neither person has been identified. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music.